French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do 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 ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is okra. We didn't grow up eating okra. It was not part of the Midwestern table, at least not the ones I was sitting at. It didn't enter my field of vision until I moved to the sunny Southland, and the first time it really made an indelible print on me was during a visit to Charleston. My great friend, Prohl Perry, and I were both working at Louis' Backyard in 1987. Prohl was the founder and part owner. I was, as I'm sure you might guess, the chef. We were very much in that early age of excitement about the burgeoning American regional food movement. We were invited to participate in a symposia on American food in that great southern city. For 3 days and nights, we hung out. During the day, we listened and participated in seminars on topics related to food and service. At night, we took in the many charms of Charleston. On the last day of the event, a Sunday, we attended a brunch at what was once upon a time a plantation. Women, dressed in the clothes of a much earlier era, cooked and passed out some of the iconic dishes of the South. One of them was fried okra. I knew at one bite that all of my former reluctance to enjoying okra was to forever fade. As soon as we got back to Key West, I began to cook okra in a variety of ways. Pickled okra soon became a favored garnish for our Bloody Marys at Louis' Backyard back then. In the sometimes ridiculed but truly praiseworthy book, White Trash Cooking by Ernest Matthew Mickler, written partially in Key West around 1985, the author included a recipe for Uzi's okra omelet. You simply cook a lot of scallions and cut up okra in some bacon fat and then proceed to add eggs and such. An omelet is a great way to introduce the uninitiated to many vegetables. Those who protest the gumminess that okra sometimes does exhibit are relieved to find it is not so here. Okra, as is noted in the Oxford Companion to Food by the great Alan Davidson, is an annual plant of tropical and subtropical regions. The appearance of the pods has resulted in their name, ladies' fingers. The westward migration to the New World, as we painfully know, was a result of the traffic in slaves. Okra is itself an African name, as is the alternative name, gumbo. Gumbo that we think of more immediately is the soup closely entwined with the foodways of New Orleans and Louisiana in general. When I first began to make gumbos was during a time I was cooking in Illinois. I followed the lessons imparted by the essential Cajun Creole chef Paul Prudhomme, who was at that time still chef of Commander's Palace. His lesson for making the various stages of a proper roux I followed straight out of his landmark cookbook, Louisiana Kitchen. The Florida-born writer Harry Cruz devoted a good chunk of his memoir, Childhood, to a real or imaginary boy named Booker T. It is not clear. He sits down to a meal with his family, relishing a supper of baked possum, stuffed with sweet potatoes, and served with fried okra. After they eat, Auntie shows Cruz how to bury the possum's eyes in the back of the house to prevent the creature from looking for them in the afterlife. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
In the afterlife, you could be headed for the serious strife. Now you make the scene all day, but tomorrow they'll be held to pay.